Good morning, everyone. It's Jennifer Lamprey with I Love My Body Diet Radio Show. So glad to be on today. We only do once a week now, but that's just fine. I am really grateful today. We're doing a makeup. We had a cancellation, which is totally fine also. And today we're going to be talking about Ho'oponopono. We've been doing it on the Periscope, which is a live video feed. If you guys haven't checked that out yet, it's a platform kind of like a Facebook or Twitter. It's actually connected to Twitter. We've been utilizing that platform a lot lately. And so we, on the I Love My Body Diet profile, we've been doing Ho'oponopono every morning we're doing 30 days. And I wanted to, because I've been learning a lot about these four phrases that you use in Ho'oponopono, which are, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And I wanted to break them down just for a few minutes on the show and then see if there's anyone that wants to share their experiences or their thoughts on this. And if not, that is totally fine also. But if you do, please push one in the next 20 minutes and let us know. Let me know. Let us know. So hi to everyone that is on. Happy Wednesday. Merry Christmas. So exciting. So exciting to be celebrating this season. And so anyway, I wanted to first talk about Ho'oponopono. I'm not really going to talk about the Ho'oponopono itself. I want to break down the four phrases. And I want to start, we're going to start with the I love you. Now, obviously we know that I love you is an important phrase to say, and that maybe we don't even say it enough. But one of the things, I mean, obviously it's I love my body diet. Love is a big part of the whole movement, the programs, everything. Our goal is to infuse love, to come more to our core so that we can love ourselves and love others more. And what I found in the last year, especially with this phrase, I love you, saying this, there's three things. Well, mainly two things I wanted to talk about. Actually three things. Three people we say, I'm sorry, or I love you to. And just break that down a little bit, if that's okay. Sorry, I'm just going to check in on something really quick. I had a little technical difficulty. Hold on one second. So I love you. What does that bring up for people? I just want you to sit and think about that for a second. When you just sit and think about I love you, do you even feel connected to it? Is there a connection to I love you? I have noticed that I may not be connected to that phrase at times, but personally what I've noticed is the more that I say it and then allow it to start being in my sphere, my world, I do start connecting to it more. So three things that I wanted to talk about with the I love you phrase is saying I love you to us, to our bodies, to our beings, to our spirits, saying I love you to other people, and then saying I love you to God. And if you don't believe in God, totally fine. Again, a higher source or whatever it is that you believe is really guiding you and allowing and helping support you as you make choices in your life. That's kind of just actually a guide. So first thing is saying I love you to our bodies. Now, in the I Love My Body diet, we actually do that. And finding different areas of your body to say I love you to. I've had clients for years, and sorry, you guys. One of the things that I've done, I usually pray with every client as we do energy work or any kind of coaching or anything. And one of the things that I have done is always in my prayers is I will ask for love to infuse every cell of our bodies. And for that love to penetrate those cells as we do the work. I started doing that a couple years ago because I found that there was something missing still when I was doing all the work on people. And I kept having this thought come in, you know, love is what's going to help the healing accelerate or even help whatever needs to come through, come through. And so I started doing that. And I noticed right when I say that in the prayer, let love infuse every cell of our bodies and every particle around us, I literally noticed a shift all of a sudden already just from saying that and claiming that and asking for that in a prayer. And I actually depend on that. And why I am able to do that and why I feel to do that is because love is one of the highest frequency on the planet. Love is the frequency that we, our beings, our bodies want to be in. We're coming back to that highest frequency. You know, as we go through our lives and we have our DNA from our past generational things, from being born and then just different traumas and experiences and being, you know, connected to different emotions and the negative experiences, especially the lower frequencies, I believe that what we're doing as we come into adulthood is we are figuring out a way to come into that highest frequency, which is love. And so in doing that, what I found in my life is that, and I talk about activating love, the reason I say that is because a lot of times there's a lot of things we do, a lot of actions, a lot of different things we do throughout the day to activate love unconsciously that we may not even know we're doing. But I've noticed as I consciously activate love, for instance, when I just shared about praying and then asking love to infuse every cell of my body, when I actually am claiming and asking that and consciously saying, I want love in my cells at this moment, that there's something to me that happens in those moments. It's like we now are co-creating with love in a way that's a lot more powerful. And it's bringing those things that are from the subconscious into a more intense healing environment when we consciously are getting love to be with us. So that's why one of the things again, I love my body diet. I love my body. People can get really triggered by that when you say, I love my body. And I think, again, so many people, and you may have, or I also have thought of love as this, well, there's like different types of love. There's like an ego love. There's a, you know, there's this like unconditional selfless love. But I have found especially since doing I Love My Body diet this last year, that love is the highest frequency and there is only one love, meaning there is love and there is love. And we are meant to love all things, love, be in love, love, be in love, let love infuse ourselves. Say, I love my body. And for those of you that have been coming on, we're just talking about the first phrase, I love you, but we're talking about three different parts of that. So I love loving your body, saying I love you to your body, saying I love you to those around you, people. And then also saying, I love you to God or your higher source, whatever has been helping support you to move through and progress in this life. But anyway, going back to that. So when we say, I love you, I love you, heart. I love my heart. I love my kidneys. I love my mind. I love my arms. I love my feet. There is no ego in that. There is only shifting into a higher frequency. And when we shift into a higher frequency, what happens? What happens is our cells literally start changing into that frequency. That's why I really hold strong to I love my body, no matter if triggers come up for people or not. The reason triggers would come up, there's so many different reasons that would happen. Found for me, when any triggers come up around that, it's because there are parts of me that I am not loving. So I just step more into love of my body, of myself. And I'm a work in progress, and I'm noticing more and more actually where I'm not loving myself, which has been a blessing. So that I highly recommend, just saying, I love my body. I love this part of me. I love you, to yourself, to your spirit, to your body. The next I love you is to, I love you to those around us. Now, something Franny, she's so sweet. I love Franny. She has just such an infectious spirit and joy that she carries. And I think she mentioned one time on a post or something, I can't remember, but she was saying, maybe, anyway, that just about love. And I think that, and loving, saying I love you more often, saying it, really saying that more often. And I think, I know I've heard, and maybe you have too in the past, or people have said, well, I don't want to just throw out that word love because then it doesn't have any meaning to it. Well, I know for me personally, like I said, the more that I say I love you, the more that I feel it, the more that I'm consciously now creating that love. So when I'm saying I love you to others, what I found is I've said it more and more, and it comes easily now. I can say I love you, and I want to say I love you to everybody. I don't care who they are. I naturally now want to say I love you because I really do love them. I love every person, even those that may be harming me or maybe say, like, for instance, on Periscope, there are people that come on and will say very negative things while you're on a live feed video. And what I do now is I'll say, I love you inside of my head, or I might even say it out loud sometimes. But the point is love, when we say that to people, it supersedes all things because it's the highest frequency. So it's superseding. So I think just saying I love you to all of those around us and being free to give that love, you know, because again, this goes into safety, trust, you know, judgments, all of this stuff is, I believe, one of the reasons why we wouldn't say I love you. Now, again, if anybody wants to share anything, discussion around this, and because it may turn to something else, which I'm totally fine with. So the third I love you is I love you to God, or again, the higher source. And I'm just going to use God right now because that's what who I believe is that person that is granting me and giving me so many beautiful blessings and opportunities and knows me more than I know myself. That's the key to me. And so I actually, as I'm even talking right now and as I was thinking about this, I realize that I don't say I love you to my Heavenly Father. I say I'm grateful to, thank you for these things, that's the fourth phrase. But how often am I saying as if He is that person, that Father, that I don't know, I'm getting actually emotional, sorry. I'm just really thinking, I mean, this example and this actual person that is loving me and giving me so much. And why not say, I love you, even throughout the day? And actually, that's something I think I'm going to do today. I'm really going to focus on that today. I don't know, sorry, I'm just really hit with that. I know for me, even as I'm sitting here thinking about it, it's almost like a humility thing. Something that when I say I love you to Him, it feels as if it's greater than saying thank you. The frequency is higher to me. So those would be the three I love yous. I love you to yourself. I love you to others. And I love you to God. And then focusing on those. So that's one of the powerful phrases. And again, it's the highest frequency. So I love that we start, when we do our Ho'oponopono on the I Love My Body Diet Periscope profile, we've been saying, we say I love you first. And what I found is that, and what I believe, as I prayed about why do we say I love you first, it's because it is the highest frequency. So what happens is when we say that first, it's actually setting us up and consciously creating this higher space, this greater expansive space for the healing of what we're going to say next, which is, I am sorry. Now, I'm just going to talk for a minute about, and again, does anyone want to share anything about the I love you and anything that you've experienced in your life with love, with that word love? Hello.
Hi, this is Lisa Ward.
Hi, Lisa. Glad you're on.
I've missed you.
I missed you, too. I'm so glad.
Thanks. It was so good to see you at the...
I know.
The quickening. Okay, well,
yes.
I am home recovering from an accident, and I am glad I haven't been on this because I normally work during the day. So I just wanted to say that I'm really sensitive to tone of voice. And
Oh shoot. Her phone dropped. Shoot. So we'll get her back on in a minute. Here, let me actually, I'm gonna message her really fast and just let her know that she dropped. And see, hopefully she's on Facebook. So hopefully she'll call back. Lisa actually did come to our quickening that we did, and we're doing another one February, but we're only having 30 women, and we're doing it at my house for 3 days. We're going to be going to three different areas, but we're going to be having a huge, massive sleepover at my house. I really want to, which I'm really excited about. Oh, shoot. Oh, yeah, there she is. I'm going to get her back on really quick. Here, Lisa. Your
phone's
off.
I don't know what happened.
I know, that's funny. We heard you right after you said, I'm not working, and I wanted... you said you're aware of tones or something in voices.
Tone of voice.
Is that what you were saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess I had to try hard enough to say it again, so that's good. it just cut off. So I really do want to say this, even if I have to say
that
was a little embarrassing. So okay. So I actually I'm just gonna label because it's easier in my brain to get the story out. My father-in-law and used to say often. When he got asked by my mother-in-law to do something he didn't want to do, he would say sarcastically, "I love you," would really get under my skin.
Oh,
and he
funny.
Would do it, but he meant, "I'm too tired," or, you know, it was clear that he was like, "I'm going to have resentment, but I'm going to do it anyway." So it became a filler. And it was also something my husband said a lot, kind of as a filler, like, "I don't want to fight with you, so I love you." You know, like, "Hey, are we okay?" Instead of, "Are we okay?" He'd be like, "I love you, I love you, I love you." Like, don't be upset, you know. So it became kind of like this just, like, manipulative thing. And I realized, especially, anyway, I've had to learn through some good things that the tone of voice that I use really conveys a lot of what I'm trying to communicate, and also that other people that I can choose how I interpret their tone of voice, and that I could say, you know what, from their point of view, they're trying to connect. Connect. It's not the way I want. It's not pure. It doesn't feel good to me. And I've even said, "Hey, I can tell you're wanting to connect. I'm struggling with how this, you know, I don't want you to just keep saying that and not having us really talk about what's going on. It's okay to say I'm too tired or you set me up, you know, instead of I love you." And so what's the right word for this? It was a
counterfeit.
Counterfeit, exactly. It was a counterfeit. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that the words aren't powerful. They were just being used. They were powerful words, and they were being used in a really, lower frequency way.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean the words were wrong. The frequency was wrong.
Intention
was confusing.
Well, I love what you're sharing because I'm hearing you say, you said the word connection. So love is about connection to you is what I'm hearing. That that when we love, we're connecting. And when somebody's using the phrase, "I love you," and there isn't that connection energy inside of that, then it's like it just goes empty. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Hollow.
That it's just like this empty phrase, hollow. Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me like it's, do you know that saying, there's some writings by C.S. Lewis, and he said that Satan would rather have us, he's fine if we believe in God. Like, it's easier for us to believe in a God that he mm-hmm. lied about, you know, a limited God, mm-hmm. that benefits Satan. So if I love you has all these limits and it's confusing and it's contorted, then it's the same type of thing for me where where he can lead us to think we know what love is, and it's hollow and it's half-hearted and it's not accurate. And so we're like, yeah, we don't really want to do that love thing because it's not fulfilling. And yet it's the same idea with God. We have to fire our old God and say, well, that didn't work because that's not who my creator is. So that's not how I love you is. And I'm actually even starting some therapy with my mother-in-law. Ooh, that takes so much courage. Because we're trying to repair some of this mistrust and this old story that doesn't serve us anymore. So that starts tomorrow, and I'm really getting ready for that.
Congratulations. Well, and maybe this is something, maybe there's a reason we're talking about love. And, I mean, we could even just talk about love only this whole half an hour, because really it's powerful just to be talking about. So I'm so grateful you brought that up, Lisa, because, you know, one of the things, and you know this, and those of you that have done affirmations, right? And again, because of I Love My Body Diet, we've done the program, we've had a lot of people do a love letter to their bodies, and some people couldn't even do it because they felt like they were being fake. They don't love their body. They don't love that cellulite. They don't love, you know, that nose. They don't love whatever it is. And so people have really been in conflict with the love letter to their bodies, which actually at first kind of surprised me because I don't know why exactly. I guess because I've been in this other frame of mind. So I've had different experiences where just saying that stuff, I knew that it would shift. But I love what you're sharing, because I think it's so important to be aware that we do have our stories of what we have felt and seen love is, whatever those are. The reality is, too, is that love is, you know, those words we know that God has talked about, words being so powerful. I mean, we know the very beginning of the scriptures is, you know, I can't even think of what it says, but it's that, you know, that he used the word to create. And so I love as we challenge ourselves to say, I love, even if there's all of these different triggers and things and disconnections going on, and we continue to say it ourselves with our new stories, no matter what's gone on from the past, that we have an opportunity to actually shift out of those stories, even just by saying those words, just like we would affirmations. I can't tell you how many times I've said affirmations that I don't feel at all. And I will say them over and over and over until all of a sudden, you know, one day it's like, oh, this feels good now. This really feels like I've connected, but I've had to say it over and over. And so I wonder if even, like, say, for instance, your family, not to, because I have no idea, but even I wonder if, like you said, there's this intention of wanting to feel love because they know in their core that they want love and they want to do those things. But inside of them are like, I'd rather do this other stuff. And they weren't, so this disconnect was going on inside of them. So it's just so amazing, isn't it? Like this, I keep having my computer shut down. That might be what's going on and why you got bumped off. Because I know Megan, I saw, just got bumped off and she had something to share too. So anyway, I love you bringing that up because I think that is so important to be aware of. That no matter where we're at, we can start where we're at right now. You know what I mean? Like we can, like you're doing with, like you said, your mother-in-law and doing these things and stepping right now into healing.
Yeah.
There's always the hope. Well,
and really briefly, she said, don't give up on us, Lisa. There's some mess. There's some stuff to work through. But she's
right.
Like, don't give up on us. And I've been shot down in the past pretty royally. And I'm being taught by Heavenly Father some extremely challenging things through my in-laws and my extended family that I wouldn't choose to go through. This has been harder than I ever thought it would be. And we've been through things that break trust. And Heavenly Father is using this really hard situation to help me learn how to rebuild trust when trust has been broken. And I'm going to cry. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to be quiet.
They don't need to be quiet. It's Well, it's beautiful, and that's why I think. No, I Lisa, that's what I was saying. I think there's one of the things that's inside of love is trust. I think.
Yeah.
So it goes hand in hand, right? And so the more it sounds like what you're doing is you're trusting. I can feel it in your energy as you're talking. You're trusting yourself more. It sounds like you're trusting yourself, and it's allowing you to actually step into a different perception or understanding and go, because that's what I think happens with love, don't you? That our perceptions even of love change.
Mm-hmm. And I talk about it as from 12-step meetings to help heal from some old stuff, family stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I need a new parent. So 12-step became my parent. I was, wasn't going through addiction problems, but then all of a sudden I found, oh, I have all sorts of things I can clean up. Anyway, I learned this idea of putting on a new pair of glasses, and that getting it, you know, looking at the situation, that my glasses could be the problem. And I don't wear glasses, but, you know, the whole idea that the way I'm looking at the situation is dirty or unclear or I need a new prescription. And that if I put on someone else's glasses, I'm not going to be able to see at all. I need, like, a transition lens, you know?
Like,
look through my glasses. This is how it looks. And I'm like, I can't see through your glasses. You have, like, a really strong prescription. So we're looking at it totally differently.
Yeah.
And they're saying love, and I'm feeling hate.
Yeah.
So we have to have some advocate work us through that so that we can both say love and mean love and act love is the problem. The acting is right now is the action is where we're struggling. They're saying I love you, but we get to behave however we want to behave. And I'm saying, no, if you love me, you don't behave however you want to behave. Have respect. So I'm definitely setting some really clear boundaries.
I love that. Powerful, Lisa. I mean, really powerful. Again, as we say, like, that's, I think as we do start understanding love in these, I mean, again, love is what love is. Love is always going to be the same. Love is always going to hold the same frequency. It's always going to be the same. It, again, like you said, it's our own infused frequencies of whatever we're going through that's going to, that's like you said, I love what you said about the glasses, because that's really what we're seeing from. So powerful. And again, like you said, the more, isn't it, it really is. I talk about this all the time, that it's our choice to trust. It's always our choice. And usually it comes from us trusting ourselves. Then all of a sudden the world isn't this horrible, icky, awful place, the more we trust ourselves. And to connect that to love, the more we love ourselves, the more the world is this happy, peaceful place. We actually can see it amongst even the craziness, the horrible stuff that's going on. We're able to, as we really love who we are, the gift that God's given, you know, he has put us on this earth. And we're meant to love ourselves, like really trust and love ourselves. And anyway, so I appreciate that, Lisa. I know, I think a couple people got bumped off. I apologize if anyone's listening after to this. So we're not going to go into, but the other phrases are, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And we can talk about those another day. But I think this topic right here of just loving, just I love you. Again, the phrase is so simple, and I'm so grateful Lisa was on, because it gives a different perspective, a different understanding of that phrase, I love you, and that there can be a lot of triggers around that phrase. But this is what I found. If we have an intention, let me say not we, when I have had an intention, stand and be more in love and be free to say, I love you, things start changing around me. I start having the lessons, and they're more conscious of how I love you can be a more powerful statement for me. Because really, then I've found that it doesn't matter. That's what's so, that really is amazing. It doesn't matter anymore what everyone else is saying or how they're saying it. All that matters is that when I say I love you, when I feel I love you, it's now resonating in a certain frequency. And it shoots out to other people. So interesting. And like, I love what Lisa said about perception. So I think that being really aware of that perception. Megan, I noticed you popped back on. Did you want to share before we get off? I'd love to hear what you were going to share, and then we can end with your share. Are you? I'm going to actually just pop you on, and you can say yes or no, if that's okay, because my computer is being weird and it's been bumping people off. Megan, did you want to share what you were going to say?
I had to get off the phone for a second. My friend Dave came over and brought all my laundry, which was
awesome
for me. So that was really awesome. I was just thinking about when you were talking about saying I love you to God, and just the different ways that we could actually say that tense. It's not in words, but in our actions, like my friend did today for me. And just thinking about that, you know.
That's beautiful.
Loving other people, like you said, you know, and showing him by, you know, loving others. And loving ourselves, because he wants us to love ourselves too.
You know, I love that you brought that up, Megan. Because, I mean, think about that. When you just said that, I heard God saying, Jen, that's if you just keep serving others and loving others, you are loving me. And you don't even need to say the words. That's all I want. That's all I want. And
it's like
and
that
that's
more
so,
than words.
Yeah.
More than
the what?
The more than words song, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
What? Thank you for bringing that up. Again, I just, look at how cool you guys, just from both your perspectives and your experiences and your inspirations, what you just brought, the depth and the greater understanding of what I love you was. And you did it also with all three of those, the loving ourselves, loving others, and loving God. And so maybe that's all this call was supposed to be about. How cool is that? And just so grateful for your perceptions and your experiences. Thank you, Megan.
Awesome.
And I hope you feel wonderful today and feel healed.
Thank you. I do feel better today.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad. All right. Everyone, love you. Oh, let me see. Sorry. I just lost my. Thank you for being on. We appreciate you. We'll be on next Wednesday. Also, actually, I'm going to be in Hawaii next week, so we will see how it works. Because 9 o'clock, I think, is going to be 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock there. So we'll see how that works, but
we'll take a vacation week then.
I know, that's what I need to do. That's a good idea, Megan. I haven't done that for a year.
You should take a vacation
year.
You really should.
Thank you for giving me permission to do that. I actually, sometimes you need permission to do that.
I
you
think
forget,
everyone else
you know?
Is going to be busy too. Everyone's going to be busy with the holidays anyway.
Oh yeah, that is Christmas week, isn't it? Yeah. You're right. Okay, well, I'll do that.
Enjoy.
We'll see what happens.
Enjoy.
Thank you so much. Love you guys. Love you. Love you. Have a wonderful week. Remember, love yourself. Love your body. Love others and love God. There we go. All right. Have a wonderful day. Let's see if I can end the episode.